We are hearing that there is a concerted effort led by the superintendent of Grand Jeddah County to use his leverage as the chief administrator of the county to intimidate chiefs, to intimidate elders, to intimidate different leaders in the different constituencies of Grand Jeddah, and to give them the option to either support the Unity Party or lose their job. Now, whether that is in fact true or whether he's using other means to do that, we want to caution that if it is true, he has to desist. Because public service is not a matter of loyalty to a party or loyalty to a government. To a particular party in government. When you are a public servant, you are serving the country, irrespective of your political belonging. So whether people belong to the CDC belong or they belong to other political parties has nothing to do with their rights. They are competent to serve their country in different capacities. So for us to be hearing that the superintendent and others are involved in intimidating citizens of Grand Jeddah to either support Joseph Boakai, who will never have a chance at the presidency, or leave their job, is very serious. He needs to desist if it is true, and all those involved in that will have to desist. If they don't, we have a way of ensuring that they leave government. We can pressurize the president to dismiss them, because this is not in line with our policy for this country. You cannot recruit people or give them power only because they support your party. Whether you see this man or you Unity Party man or you are an independent Liberian, once you are qualified, you should be employed. It is a fundamental right. That is the responsibility of government. When we come to power this year on October 10th, after we announce winner of the coming election, we will not discriminate. We will not say because you're from Unity Party or you're from Labour Party or because you're from NUDP or before. No. Once you are a Liberian that is able to serve your country, will give you the opportunity and that right to serve. So we believe that should be the case in Grand Jeddah. So chief should be left alone. You go and check the villages. The perception that somebody has Grand Jeddah as their stronghold, or somebody got Bon as their stronghold, or somebody got Magibi as his stronghold or Grand Bassa, is a myth. It's not realistic. CDC is embedded in the heart of the people. CDC is the party of the masses. These elections, we will challenge the ruling oligarchy that has failed for 12 years from village to village, from to town, from county to county, and we will win. We got more than the capacity. The biggest capacity you need is not money that government spent to support parties on the hand. The biggest capacity is human resource capacity, is the ability of people to stand and support you. Any Grand Jeddah will have that ability. Go to Toast Town, go right to Zaitan. Go to every village in Grand Jeddah. There's no political party that have got the capacity to have public support in these villages and towns and cities, like the Mighty Coalition. So George Weah is Liberia's president in waiting. And we are simply waiting now on October 10th to elect him. That's why we're going on to River G, then to Maryland, then to Sino, Grand Cayman, back to Monrovia. Then there will be a seven-day county tour of Nimba, then Lofa. We are touching every village. We are touching every town and city because we want to see the press of rest dropped. We want to see roads develop. Something Mr. Boakai and Ellen did not do in 12 years is what we want to achieve in 6 years. And we believe Grand Jeddians have made their decision. We are proud of them. We appreciate them. We say thank you for the many years of their support to the CDC. And this time around, we will not feel together. We are winning. And we are making Ambassador. We are president in the first round.